Well, we told you that we had a special announcement to come, and we had a special person that was going to help us out in making that special announcement. And so without further ado, we'd like to welcome on the telephone Mayor Don Ness of Duluth. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Well, good morning. And we do have an exciting announcement. As you know, there are many fans up here in Duluth of the Current, and so we are proclaiming July 25th as Stream the Current in Duluth Day. And we know that you know, Duluth is a proud live music scene, and I know that you guys play many artists that are from Duluth, and we have a lot of folks up here that listen to the Current by streaming it, and so we're proud to make this announcement.
Oh, well,
that's awesome.
We're very pleased, and we appreciate that you would make that by official proclamation, Mr. Mayor. So again, that is Friday, July 25th is Stream the Current in Duluth Day. Now, we're going to do a couple of things in honor of this day here on our part, on the part of the Current and the part of the Morning Show. But before we get to those, let's talk about the scene in Duluth in general. Now, we have obviously, as part of playing our local music, our commitment to playing local music here on the Current, an awful lot of what we talk about as being local, we cheat a little bit when it's Duluth and we just say, oh, it's local music. But as we all know, Duluth has its own very, very solid and ever increasingly diverse and awesome music scene of its own.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's something that you know, we've seen grow and expand over the last 10-15 years especially, but it really started 20 years ago when Low emerged on the scene and started touring nationally and internationally from Duluth, and that kind of gave artists that were kind of doing their local thing here to look more broadly and to kind of expand their horizons, and there was this really cool little scene when I was, first getting involved with the community, surrounded at the North Shore Theater, and you had, the Sparhawk and Charlie Parr and Haley Bonner and the Turtles guys were there at mm-hmm. that time, and there was this really kind of cool energy that was happening there, and that was not the case in Duluth, throughout my entire lifetime and for many, many years, and to kind of see that emerge at a time that the city really needed it, I think has helped Duluth really turn a corner and create a different identity for itself that is about, outdoor adventure and live music and craft beer and kind of that cool entrepreneurial spirit that was really not present when I was growing up in Duluth in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, exactly. And it's something that, as an outsider, when I first moved to Minnesota in 99, I couldn't conceive of why bands wouldn't just, make the move 3 hours south to the Twin Cities and just become a Twin Cities band. And now it makes so much sense to me. And in fact, it's kind of a beautiful thing that they didn't do that, but instead sought to foster their own scene and create something unique and special there in Duluth. And you actually kind of had a part in it yourself because of your involvement with the Homegrown Music Festival.
Yeah, I'd been a supporter and been involved with Homegrown Music Festival from its inception. And then for 2 years right before becoming mayor, I was festival director. And it was at that time that we went from a 3-day festival to an 8-day festival. And really, if you look at Homegrown and the growth of Homegrown, it really mirrors what has happened in this community. So the first Homegrown in 98, there were 8 bands doing original live music in Duluth. And that was pretty much the extent of what the scene was. Mm-hmm. And now, 15, 16 years later, we had over 200 bands doing original live music in the city of Duluth, going to over 35 different venues over an 8-day festival, and people come out in huge numbers and have a great time.
It's fantastic, and to think of musicians who might choose to move to Duluth as another possibility rather than just coming to the Twin Cities to start their musical career. I think of, Haley Bonner as being an example of that. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing in concurrence with Stream the Current in Duluth Day, which is Friday the 25th. So this is our official announcement on this end of what we're going to be doing. Take it away, Jade.
Yeah. Point. So because of this proclamation, which is so cool, we decided to send the morning show up to Duluth, and we're going to do actually an afternoon broadcast. We're taking over the current airwaves and doing the afternoon show from 3 to 7 p.m. It's going to be the morning show at Endian Station in Canal Park. The station is actually in the process of being built right now, so it'll be sort of the kickoff event at that new venue. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Trivia Mafia there. Alan Sparhawk and Mimi of Low are going to be playing an acoustic set for us there. There's going to be a bunch of guests. It's going to be really fun and a live broadcast. So it'll be Jill and Steve, but in Duluth.
In Duluth, broadcast
live
in the afternoon during Mary's regular slot, which is from 2 to 6. So that's what we're going to be doing on July 25th. Now, that's not all, as it turns out, because we're actually going to stick around and host a special show later that night with Low. And that is going to be taking place at
Red Herring,
which is a brand new establishment. Speaking of the idea of Duluth taking off and growing all the time and fostering music, like you said, Mayor Ness, music and craft beer, and you know the scene, which continues to get better and better all the time. So Red Herring, a new establishment in Duluth, which is now open, and so we're going to host a special concert there later that night. And what the heck, we're in Duluth, and so we're going to stick around as the morning show crew and hang out for the All Pints North Festival the next day, and be making some, have our part at the All Pints North Festival, doing some stage announcements and just hanging out with folks and enjoying that as well. So, Mayor Ness, thank you so much for being here with us, and we look forward to seeing you, and we're very, very pleased with, not just with you checking in with us this morning, but, to have Duluth as part of our fair state and our fair scene here in Minnesota, and to call it our own. And thank you for everything that you have done personally for fostering music and everything else in Duluth.
Well, thanks. And that sounds like a great lineup, and I'm going to have to clear my schedule and make sure I make it to all that. So we're excited to have you guys up here and look forward to it.
We hope to see it. Hope to see you there. I should say Low, Tin Can Gin, and Sarah Kruger, actually, who's going to be playing. So, yeah, an even bigger show than I originally announced. So, Mayor Ness, thanks again for checking in with us this morning.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, we'll see you on July 25th, Mayor Don Ness of Duluth.
And those events are all over at thecurrent.org. In fact, you can pick up tickets starting right now to go see that Low concert, Low, Tin Can Gin, and Sarah Kruger at the Red Herring. And again, that show's going to be July 25th, that Friday night up in Duluth. If you want to join us, if you want to make the drive, or if you're in Duluth and you want to just stop on down. Tickets at thecurrent.org.
Another tie into that, we're just going to make our coffee break today about Duluth musicians. So musicians from Duluth, or anyone born in Duluth.
Maybe they just lived there
for a little while. Exactly. So we'll make it sort of the Duluth experience for the 9:30 coffee break today. So head on over to thecurrent.org. By the way, you know what's going to happen when we do the morning show? You and Jill and I do the morning show in the afternoon during Mary's slot.
Yeah, what happens to the morning show if we're going to be doing the afternoon show?
Mary hosts it, but that's not all. Okay, so let's get ready for this.
Oh, she's so not a morning person.
Hey,
that's going to be fabulous.
But you know what's going to make her a morning person? This is almost as much almost as big of an announcement as everything we've just made. Mary Lucia is going to host the morning show in our stead on Friday, July 25th. And you know who's going to be her co-host? Bob Collins. So that is going to be some radio you're not going to want to miss. Not just one break, but 4 straight hours of Mary and Bob to make sure that you listen in to the morning show in our absence on Friday, July 25th. Now that is going to be the bizarro world.
That's going to be perfect.
It's going to be an awesome day. Anyway, so Duluth musicians for the 9:30 coffee break, head over to thecurrent.org. And while you're there, check out all the information on our big Duluth day, July 25th.